Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 31st, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. In support of our campaign to keep our cabins safe, legislation was introduced in the United States Senate called Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act, Senate Bill 1008, and it's calling for a permanent ban on knives in the aircraft cabin. Senators Schumer, Democrat of New York, Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, Lautenberg, Democrat of New Jersey, and Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, introduced the bill, and Murkowski, Republican of Arkansas, quickly co-sponsored to make the bill bipartisan. Now it's time to call your senators to generate support for this legislation that serves as a companion to our House bill, the No Knives Act. Call the offices of your two senators and say, I am a flight attendant and a constituent. I'm calling to make sure knives stay out of the aircraft cabin once and for all. I urge my senator to co-sponsor the Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act that will ensure a permanent ban on knives in the passenger cabin. Thank you. Find out who your senators are by visiting our website. Also, there are now 61 co-sponsors on the House of Representatives No Knives Act H.R. 1093, which would ensure a permanent ban on knives in the aircraft cabin. We need to redouble our efforts because the TSA is not yet backing off their plan to allow knives in our workspace. TSA Administrator Pistoli told the Philadelphia Inquirer and editorial board point blank that he intends to implement this in the next 30 days. The letter from 145 members of the House told TSA to keep the rule simple, no knives. The letter was delivered on May 22nd to Transportation Security Administration Administrator John Pistoli. This tremendous show of support on both bills can be attributed largely to the activism of each and every one of you. We must keep fighting until we have a permanent ban on knives in our cabins. The international SOS program that United is subscribed to has developed an assistance app. With this assistance app, you will have a world of capability in your hand, and it is the only medical and travel security app integrated into a global assistance infrastructure. The app provides one-click dialing to the nearest international SOS assistance center for whenever they need help or advice. Instant access to the latest medical and security alerts for their location, current location from international SOS and control risks with the capability to browse alerts for other locations. On-the-go access to travel security online and medical country guides without the need to type in a membership number. An electronic copy of their membership number so it's always at hand. The International SOS Assistance app is available on Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone devices. You will need to have United's membership number to activate it and be able to use the app. United's membership number can be found on your membership card, which was mailed to your home, or you can find it on United's Flying Together website. For more information and for a link to download a copy of the card, please visit our website. AFA has worked with United to negotiate numerous reciprocal cabin seat agreements for the benefit of our membership. This program has helped give commuting flight attendants additional alternatives in order to be able to commute to work. With that being said, we are pleased to announce, effective June 3, 2013, the reciprocal cabin seat agreement with Delta Airlines will be expanded to include travel on Delta Connection, operating flights within the 50 contiguous United States and the Caribbean, which includes St. Juan, St. Thomas, and St. Croix. The current Delta Connection carriers are listed and will be included in this new agreement: ExpressJet, Chautauqua, Compass, GoJet, Mesaba, Pinnacle, Shuttle America, and SkyWest. All current procedures remain in effect without change. As additional details become available, we will update our website. On May 29, 2013, our sisters and brothers at the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, who represent the technicians at United, ended their expedited negotiations, concluding without a tentative agreement. While the IBT has stated to their members that progress was made in certain areas, their negotiating committee felt the company's latest offer was not up to their expectations. IBT believes that additional future bargaining dates could lead to an agreement and expressed that they will work with United to the fullest extent possible to arrange those dates in the immediate future. IBT and United will now collectively assess their options as to how to best proceed moving forward in the collective bargaining process. And as always, you can find our negotiations updates and joint one events by visiting the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.